Bridget Gaynor says when Lollapalooza first came to town, it made sense to give it a tax break because nothing like it had been tried here. But now the event brings in $20 million.
Well, the county needs the money. I mean, when we look at what just the $350,000 could do from this amusement tax, that could hire 150 kids this summer to have a summer job, maybe their first experience with working. So this isn't just some philosophical change. These are real things that have impacts on people's lives.
She says other events pay.
I mean, when Dave Matthews came and he went down to the U.S. Steel site, which had zero amenities, he paid the full tax. You know, when the Restaurant Association does their Chicago Gourmet in Millennium Park, they pay all the tax. So this is kind of an anomaly.
Mike Krauser, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.